Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. We are here. We made it. I can't believe we actually made it. For those people unfamiliar with why I say we made it, we spoke last week, I think it was, about, you know, elections and stuff like that, and we weren't sure what was going to happen, and Donald Trump won, and we weren't sure if the world was going to end, and we said we weren't sure if we were doing our last radio shows, but we made it, thank goodness, I suppose. We are here 1 week after the elections have been officially announced, and we're doing some cool things over here on Building Fortunes Radio, including the things that we have with Dr. Jacqueline and Irvin Harris. So for those people unfamiliar with my voice, first of all, thanks if you're here listening in live. If you are catching us because you found that you can find us on the archives, make sure you go to buildingfortunesradio.com and then find the archives for Dr. Jacqueline and Irvin Harris. And they have been associated with this radio show for, I don't know, it's maybe, we've been doing the radio show almost 4 years. It's going to be 4 years in December. And they were one of the very first radio show hosts that we actually had. As I was talking to Irvin Harris, we were talking a little bit before the radio show about this kind of a thing. I was talking to Irvin Harris a little bit earlier about like what we were planning on doing, what he was planning on doing. I said, you know, we're kind of heading in the same direction, meaning positively influencing those people that are looking to build successful home-based businesses and make a difference in people's lives. So why don't we host a radio show together? And then that's when he said to me, I'd like to have my wife involved. I had had countless conversations with Irvin Harris before his wife was even mentioned. Like, I didn't even know who Dr. Like, I knew he was married, but we never really spoke about his wife because we were always speaking about what's going on with the business. So he said, I'd like to have her involved. And I said, well, sure. So I'd like kind of that. Like, yeah, I guess, you know, I wasn't really sure where we were getting, and I had no idea that we were going to get Dr. Jacqueline Harris. She is really wonderful, and she kind of keeps us boys in line on our own little radio show, and she grabs a lot of really, and she brings a lot of really great things and perspectives to our radio show. So I'm going to let both of them introduce you in a second, but if you are here and you are looking for a home-based business and you want to work with really cool people with just a great product line, like a really great product line, then you want to check out what we're doing over here with Building Fortunes Radio and Dr. Jacqueline and Irvin Harris. So we always do ladies first. Dr. Jacqueline, over to you.
Well, thank you, Peter. Thanks for that awesome introduction, I tell you.
You're welcome. You keep us boys straight. You're like a mom, and keep us boys straight on this radio show.
Well, hey, thanks. And while I'm not here, you do a great imitation of me. So,
I do.
Hey,
I try.
Yeah, I must be giving a good influence. Well, hello, everyone. My name is Dr. Jacqueline Harris, and I have been a successful entrepreneur in the health and wellness industry for well over 30 years. I'm a psychologist, motivational speaker, writer, gerontologist, hypnotherapist, but I tell you what really brings me the most joy is just being part of the Building Fortunes Radio family and doing this show with you, Irvin, and with you, Peter. I look forward to it each week. You guys are incredibly awesome. Peter, you're just, you know, you're awesome to the full max. And I can't say enough great things about you. And I know all the people you help and support. I know Irvin and I greatly appreciate you. And I'll let you go, Irv.
Okay. Hold on a second. Let me see here.
What are you doing?
Checking. Hold on a second.
You're making enough noise.
What, is he reading his mail?
You're making enough noise.
What is this guy doing?
Okay, wait a minute.
So we have to also kind of give, we have to talk
Peter.
Irvin for just a second.
Yeah.
He's undergoing some kind of a, okay, good. He's undergoing
it.
Some
okay.
kind of a dental thing. So I
yeah.
think the dental thing is connected to his brain thing. So this man's losing his mind on his own radio show. So go ahead, over to you.
Yeah, I think so.
I had to check my notes. That's what I was doing. I think you might remember this. It was June, I think June 7th, 2011. Yeah, around there, Peter. It was around June 7th, 2011. I mean, you just said a little while ago that I never mentioned anything about Dr. Jacqueline. I used to talk to you, hint, hint, It's in my notes about her all the time.
Really?
That's okay, Irvin.
No,
I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
I wasn't paying attention. It was right here in the notes. This is the valid, Dr. Jacqueline, this
is
what we call the validation stage. This is the validation stage.
I got it.
It's
okay.
Right, I got it right here. I found
it. I remember
completely.
She's wonderful. I remember looking at my notes now. She's wonderful.
I wrote it.
She's terrific.
Down. Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Right.
Hi, I'm Irvin.
He loves her. Right, he loves her. I got my notes too, Dr. Irvin. You love her. She's wonderful. She's terrific.
Yes.
She's a great wife. She's an excellent cook.
She cooks.
I forgot what else did you say?
Food. I got to let everybody know that I'm a happy husband and my name is Irvin Harris. And I got it right here in the notes that I did.
So convincing.
Just confirmation that I said all those great things about my wonderful wife that decided to join us here on the show. And I'm married. I did tell you that. I let him know. All right. To the audience, you know, since we got that squared away. I'm a former, former investigative law enforcement officer, an educator, and a basketball coach. And it's really great to be here on the show with you, Peter. You know, working with PM Marketing, and you know, doing a lot of positive things, providing people with some very informing and even uplifting information over the past 3 years. I mean, we've talked about a lot of really great stuff, and it's all positive, which is all good, and it's a pleasure being here on the show with you and my wonderful wife, Dr. Jacqueline. I guess we could leave it at that, and we could get on whatever we're going to talk about today.
That's right. Absolutely.
Obviously,
so what are we
going to
talk about? Go ahead.
Well, based upon opportunities that people have out there in reference to a home-based business, doing something different, making a choice and decision to make a change for the better in their life, and they can make a choice to make a change for the better in their life in many, many different ways. You know, again, the things that we've talked about in the past have been positive. They've been uplifting. They've been informative. Informative in the area of health, well-being. One of the topics of the area is letting people know about toxic household chemicals in their home that's poisoning their family. I mean, now that's not good, you know, for people who are using certain specific different types of chemicals that they purchase from the grocery store unknowingly, pushing their cart down the aisle and, you know, putting in the staple products into the cart, taking it home, and actually hurting themselves and their immune systems and the immune system of their family. You know, people do have a choice. And one of the things that we've offered to people is an option to where they can save money, make their home safer for them and their family by exercising that option, exercising the option to choose to, you know, put some better, safer products in their home. You know, I have, you know, some facts from research that I guess we can talk about, you know, some of those on the show. And, you know, Peter, I know you always used to ask about the law that was passed.
Absolutely.
To where major manufacturers are exempted from full labeling of hazardous chemicals that are in products that people use every day for personal care and household use. I guess that's something we could talk about later on in the show, but one thing we can do is we can start off on a positive note, maybe provide that information, and we can end on a more positive note by letting people know some of the options that are available for them out there. And, you know, they definitely can go check out some of our websites. I know you like to talk about the BeGreenUS.com site.
Yep.
Is there anything that you notice that's on there?
Yeah, there's a really good article. But the site, again, is BeGreenUS.com. And Irv and I really believe in making the place you live the place you love.
Can I spell it? I like spelling the site out.
Go ahead.
BeGreenUS.com. bgreenus.com. That's bgreenus.com.
And if your brother's listening, hopefully he got the spelling of that, since he got it bgreenus. That he knows it's bgreenus.com. But anyway, this month there's a really great article there, and I guess it was in the Huffington Post, but it's 5 myths about green and organic labeling. And it was really interesting. The article really points out that a lot of people, we were just talking about, they go through the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to the grocery store, you're going down those aisles, and you see natural on products. And a lot of times when people see the word natural, they feel like, okay, well, this is safe because it's got natural on it.
Can I ask something?
Yeah.
Yeah, because when people are walking down that aisle in the grocery store, it's actually easy that there has been a growing trend for some time towards eco-friendly practices and products. That's why, you know, people walk down the aisle, they see those types of things. You can go ahead and continue because I can add something to that a little bit later. Go ahead.
All right. Well, it goes on to point out that all natural products are not actually natural. For example, it says that a lot of the major natural bath and body products, they try to maintain a green and organic standards, but they don't tell you that they've been highly criticized by Go Green companies and organizations that the natural label is not really natural. And if they have just one chemical in it that is natural, then they can say it's natural. For example, a baby shampoo that has chamomile extracts in it, or even a lavender extract, but all the other ingredients in there is highly toxic, they can still say it's a natural product. And then it goes on to talk about how a lot of people think if, you know, something says, oh, it's Go Green, that the way that they cut some of the trees down and didn't replenish, you know, the earth was actually not the best Go Green way to do it, and how, you know, we're just kind of naturally depleting our natural resources and we're not really thinking about that. And it was just, I thought it was just a pretty good article. But again, that site is gogreenus.com, and there's some great articles there on healthy animals, healthy body, healthy garden, and again, a healthy home, just maintaining a healthy lifestyle for you and your loved ones. And you had something to say?
Yeah, this has to do with, you know, what you just talked about, people walking down the aisle. And you mentioned some of the chemicals, and I know I mentioned chemicals that are in products in the previous shows, and you know, we might even mention some of that information today. But one thing that people actually can do, there's actually a few things that people can do to tell if a company or their products are green. And one of the suggestions is that they should actually, you know, take a look at some of the things that the companies say. And it can be pretty overwhelming for people who are looking for something safer and something better, because there's so much information out there. And companies could actually be touting products that they state are really kind to the earth. And they will highly tout those green products or products as green. And if you actually read closer, now I'm not really talking specifically about chemicals. I'm just talking about some of the things that some of these manufacturing companies might say to where people will think that this toxic, dangerous product that they're bringing home is green. And what they'll say things like, what we're doing is our manufacturing plant has a plan to reduce carbon emissions, something like that, just a statement. And people will read that statement, and the company will say eco-friendly, or our, you know, company is ecological sensible. And actually, out of reality, they are calling any and every product that they sell, as they're touting them as green, when actually out of reality, they're just stating that they have a plan to reduce emissions. And, you know, people who, you know, they'll see that. They'll see the commercial, or they'll read it on the package. And that is actually a telltale sign that they're making some kind of claim that their products that they produce and they manufacture are ecologically friendly, when actually out of reality they are not. You know, and they're not because the company really doesn't have that commitment. You know, they'll say they're an ecological friendly company just because they have a plan or a goal or something that they probably never will ever implement. And, you know, that is a little bit different than, you know, what I've talked about in the past. Mm-hmm. I've talked about the law of the
past. You just make me think of something today someone had kind of said to me that I had said to them a while back, and it was actually someone that I was seeing said to me today that, well, Dr. Jacqueline, remember what you said to me last year? And I was like, no, I don't. And she said, that one word you said to me changed my life. And I said, oh, what was the word? I'm thinking all this stuff because, you know, I'd be coming up with some things every time about joy or change or resilience. Or, you know, so I'm trying to think. I'm thinking it must have been a great motivated word, right? And she said, yeah, you said yet. I go, yet?
Yet.
Yet.
Y-E-T. Three-letter word?
Yeah. She said, you said yet. And I
how
go,
about now?
Yet. No, she said yet. I was like, yet? Well, how did yet change your life? She said, because it just, you said yet, and it made me know that that simple word of yet means that I'm not done yet. You know, so when you just think that people just have an option to know that they're not done yet, you can still continue to grow, you can continue to change, you can continue to learn. And especially when it comes to your own health and wellness, I guess yet just means, hey, you're not finished yet. There's still yet something else that you can find out about. And that's what we try to do, is really educate people on health and wellness and the unhealthy chemicals that are in their home and how they can make their home safe for them and their loved ones. But it just kind of got me that I was sitting there thinking, oh, I must have said something really good, but it was yet.
I actually like that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
The people who are listening to the show, hey, you're not done yet. There's still a lot of more information out there, you know, for you to pick up on if you're open to hearing it. You know, if you aren't sidetracked by those statements that some of the manufacturers advertise, that they have a plan. They have a plan, and they put it in there, and they write it, and they're like, oh, I'm going to get that. They, you know, this company is ecologically friendly because they have this plan to reduce emissions. Well, you know, that plan to reduce emissions, unfortunately, doesn't really go along with some of the things that are actually happening, like the law that was passed that exempts major manufacturers from full labeling of hazardous chemicals, that those companies that put those ecologically sensible plans to reduce emission out there, for example. You know, a lot of people don't know about this law that was passed, and in the definition that was, or it was the definition defined by the Environmental Protection Agency on hazardous chemicals. Now, these chemicals that are in products can either be acute or chronic. Now, acute is something that is happens right away. It's a serious situation. An acute hazard is something that includes an irritant, a sensitizer that's toxic, highly toxic, a highly toxic corrosive chemical that can cause an adverse effect to a target organ, which this effect can occur rapidly as a result of short time exposure. I like to use battery acid as an example. If you get that in your face or in your eyes, you're in trouble. It's going to burn. You'd probably be blinded right away. It's not a good thing. I mean, it's just like playing with fire. You know, fire is not good to the skin, and neither is battery acid. Well, there's also the chronic hazard. And see, that's what we're talking about when it comes to the different type of products that people use, the chemicals that are in some of the lotions, shaving products, hair care products, toothpaste. You know, I went to the new barber today, and, you know, I kind of was talking to her, you know, I'll just mention her name. Her name is Michelle, and she said that she was going to call and listen in, so hopefully she is. Hello, Michelle. I know that I'll probably refer to this show because this is on archive. But the some of the type of products that I was talking with her about, chronic hazards, which are in the products that people use every day for personal care and household use. Those include carcinogens, which are cancer-causing agents. And they have other chemicals in them which cause an adverse effect to a target organ, which effect occurs as a result of long-term exposure. Now, you know your skin is considered a cell, and it's the largest one in your body. And if you are using a chronic chemical, like shampoo in your hair or a lotion, as an example, a shaving cream that contains a chronic hazard, well, that long-term exposure and the use of that product can compromise your immune system. And, you know, some people are, immune systems are stronger than others. You know, we talked about babies in the past. We talked about a shampoo that, you know, people think that is actually safe. As a matter of fact, they would use it themselves. And that would be, and people could look this up, that would be the Johnson's Baby Conditioning Shampoo, which contains some chemicals in it that you really don't want to be exposing your baby to. And, you know, Peter, I know you mentioned a site. I can't really remember the name. Johnson and Toxins? Can you remember the name of that site that somebody posted about?
Yeah, I don't remember what it was, but I think it was like that, Johnson and Toxins. I'm sure if somebody does a Google search for Johnson and Toxins and everything else like that, they'll find a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, well, that's just one company. There's plenty of them out there, and there's many different products that we've talked about. Now, what time do we have right now?
We should be doing our break.
Excellent.
Let's go do our commercial break.
This
yep, we'll be right back.
Right.
Here we go.
Building Fortunes Radio creates the environment to spotlight your product and your opportunity. If you have something to sell or something you want to share with the world, you can do it here with Building Fortunes Radio. When you go to our site at buildingfortunesradio.com, you'll be able to check out today's featured host. Right now, you're listening to Dr. Jacqueline and Irvin Harris and Peter Mingles on their designated segment. Learn what's new and what's important in the home business world and beyond right here with Peter, Dr. Jacqueline, and Irvin Harris. You can also listen in on the Building Fortunes Radio Archive. You'll be able to hear this again anytime from almost any device that can play an audio. Check us out on your mobile device, your tablet, or your computer. Just go to buildingfortunesradio.com and look for today's guest. You can even find us on iTunes. So spread the word. Tell a friend about today's show on Building Fortunes Radio. Now back to the show. Take it away, Peter.
And we are here, Peter Mingles, with Dr. Jacqueline Harris and Irvin Harris on their own Building Fortunes Radio show. And I just want to have Irvin talk a little bit more about what the topic he was on. But Dr. Jacqueline made a point about someone saying, you know, one word made a big difference in someone's life. The answer was yes. Just as a short tidbit, if you're going to the grocery store to buy natural products, depending on which grocery store you're going to, that might also begin the problem because of some of the things you just don't know, like this mislabeling thing or the things that the big corporations are allowed to get away with that are misleading. So remember, when you're looking at those labels, there's some guy in some marketing department trying to figure out how they can stretch whatever level of perception that you might have in their general direction. And there's whole conversations that go on with the government and the public on what is natural. Like things like, well, you know what's natural. But no, they go through whole definitions of what is natural, what is organic, and what is whatever. What is fresh? You know, what is all those types of things. So let the buyer beware. And the most likely, if you just go buy from the catalog that you guys have, that's all really you need. So when you're in the right place, you're in the right place. So go into the grocery store to buy the right cleaning compounds is probably already in the wrong place. So back to you.
And even personal care items. You know, people think that, you know, the personal care items in the grocery store and even beauty bars, they think that those are really good to use and good for the skin. And, you know, when they're provided and armed with factual information from research, and if you can give them the law. So what I would like to do is I want to go ahead and talk to the audience about that laws that were passed and then direct them to one of our sites where they can actually take a tour and go from room to room in their house and look at the type of chemicals that they're exposed to in their own home. Well, the government. You know, people typically think that the government's going to protect you. And you know, we talked earlier about the emissions and some of the things that companies put out there that, you know, they're an ecologically friendly company because they have a plan to reduce emissions. And people say, oh, wow, I'm going to go ahead and purchase this company's ecologically friendly products. But that company is abiding by this law that was passed under the Federal Code of Regulations. The first law I'm going to talk about is under Title 29, Section 1910.1200C, and that law means, or was passed to mean, that a company can develop and market a personal care and household product containing hazardous chemicals, and the government does not consider those ingredients hazardous. And these hazardous chemicals, you know, they're in these household and personal care products that people use, and under the category of this law, those chemicals or toxic chemicals that they put in those products are not regulated by a government agency. And then the Federal Code of Regulation also, believe it or not, exempts those manufacturing companies from listing the hazardous chemicals on the products of their label. And
that
second law, yeah, it's crazy. It's frightening and scary. And the second law that was passed where they don't need to tell you what's on those personal care items that you're using on your skin, putting on your face, bathing with, shampooing, not only yourself but your kids. You know, that law is Title 16, Section 1500.82 and Section 2Q1A. And it can be best explained by saying that if a manufacturer does not wish to accurately list ingredients on the product container, that manufacturer is exempt from full label compliance. And see, at the top of the show, we talked about how tricky some of the companies can be, these exact same companies that abide by these laws that were passed that, can I use the term delusionalize? Is that a word? I like to make up my own word. You know,
put it in the Urban Dictionary.
All right. They provide information to people and tell them that they are reducing emissions in a plan and that they're an ecologically friendly company, but they're making sure that they're not only providing that information to sidetrack people into purchasing their products that are protected by this law, you know, one to where they're allowed to put chemicals in the products, and the second one that was passed to where they don't even have to tell you that, you know, that they're putting those in the products because they're exempted. Well, we have a website that you can visit, and this website is healthyhometour.xyz. That's healthyhometour.xyz, healthyhometour.xyz. And I like to say to people, hey, go there, check it out and see. Because what you can do is you can click on, you know, some of the menu items. You can click the one home, and what that'll do is that'll take you to the front page, or actually it's the one that loads, and you can identify potentially hazardous products that are in your home. And you can take a virtual house tour, and in that house tour you can go room by room, and in taking that tour you can go into the kitchen, the living room, the bathroom, the bedroom, the garage, and even storage areas. And by clicking on those, either of those areas, you get a product list. And there's an alphabetical list if you click on the menu, but if you click any of those boxes in any of those areas, the attic, bathroom, so on and so forth, kitchen, it will give you a list of some of those type of chemicals or products that are in your home that you can be exposing yourself to that's affecting your immune system, and they could be making you sick. You know, again, these are chronic chemicals. Next, if you want to, you can get a little bit more information All you got to do is click Learn More, and you can introduce yourself, and we would gladly share the research. There's specific products that are listed in the research, and there's also some factual information that will answer a question, are toxic household chemicals and personal care items that you use, and are they poisoning you and your family? And there's some facts, you know, studies that was done by the EPA where, you know, it's stated that toxic chemical levels in your home are 70 times higher inside than outside. There's also information from the Consumer Product Safety Commission that connects 150 man-made chemicals in our homes, care products, to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological abnormalities. You know, there's several, there's a lot of information, even information from the Harvard School of Public Health, where it warns formaldehyde, which is phenol, causes headaches, depression, joint pain, chronic fatigue, chest pains, ear infections, dizziness, a loss of sleep, cancer, and it can also deactivate the sensory nerve endings, damage the liver, kidneys, and the central nervous system. See, the thing is, it's not a good thing when you're being exposed every day to those type of chemicals that cause harm to you and your family. And if you're interested in not only finding out about the information, you can share an option or an opportunity with people to make a change, to effect a change by using better, safer, less expensive products from a wellness company that we're more than happy to introduce you to, and it's a business.
Well, it's just a couple of things that interject. Back to when I was talking about the word yet, when you were just talking, it just popped in my mind that the things that we're really talking about is just telling people, yet there's another side, that they can look for a safer and healthier alternative,
mm-hmm.
and they can make some, and it helps them to really make some better, safer alternative decisions for their health and their wellness, as well as the health and wellness of their loved ones. And it made me think, especially after today, that word yet can kind of transform negative thoughts in our mind into something that's kind of less than final. You know, when I hear a lot of people say, I haven't succeeded, and I think that person has said to me, I hadn't succeeded, and I said, no, you haven't succeeded yet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why she opened that to say yet kind of transformed my life. It made me see the light. And I just think about that. Sometimes people yet don't think that there is an option, that there is alternatives, because they're thinking, oh, well, if it's on television, it must be okay. Or if that word natural there is there, it must be okay. They really don't understand that, hey, really the best thing is to really educate yourself, especially when it comes to your health and your wellness, and as well as the health and wellness of your husband, your children, your family, your loved ones, your pets,
friends,
yes.
Anybody, everybody.
And I think that's pretty much, when it comes from our heart, I think most people can tell that what we do, it comes wholeheartedly, because we practice and we live what we do. And we love what we do. We live it and we love it. And because our health and wellness is important to us, as well as the health and wellness of our children and our grandchildren. So really what we're trying to say is that if you're listening and you're looking for a safer and healthier alternative to really enhance your life and enhance the life of your loved ones, please give us a call. We'll be more than willing to help you. If you want to build a business, we have a great business that's excellent that you can really do, and it's doing things that you already do. You wash your face, you brush your teeth, you apply lotion, you shampoo your hair. So why not have a safer alternative to really enhance your life and the lives of those you love? And one last thing, because we're not done yet. We didn't talk about the Detour Group, so if you can mention that site real quick.
Well, actually, I think we're running out of time.
Just say
yeah,
Detour
we already ran
Group
out of time. That's okay. We already ran out of time. But we're still recording, so that's fine. So it'll be up there. So the other thing on the Detour Group is, hey, listen, if you are saying to yourself, you know, where do I go get this stuff? We gave you some reference points to where to go find some really great products. But then, you know, where am I going to find the money to be able to buy it? And what if I wanted to be able to share this with other people? Can I actually get an opportunity to do that? So you can. If you join the detourgroup.com/iHarris, then you work with us as well. So it's thedetourgroup.com/iHarris, I-H-A-R-R-I-S. If you go there, you'll learn a little bit of how you can blend this business opportunity slash opportunity to generate some income with these wonderful products. So there's really no excuse for you to be able to not take advantage of these things. So go shop at those locations. Consider many of those for gifts, of course, for the holidays. And then make sure you check out Building Fortunes Radio. So believe it or not, guys, we are in overtime. We are done. Thanks for being here. We'll get to catch you guys later.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.